G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under.
Just a minute. Don't hang up. Hello.
Insomnia Radio Australia and IRC FM presents IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia starts now.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is life is life is.
G'day Australian music fans, I'm IRC and welcome to IRC FM Australia episode 402. As I'm getting ever closer to heading away from Australia for a couple of months, if you're an Australian band, now would be a really awesome time to shout out and say, hey IRC, can you play some music please? And I'm going to play some music, however I'm going to break one of my cardinal rules of this podcast, IRC FM Australia, but it's my podcast and I will break the cardinal rule if I want to. I'm going to do that right now. See if you can tell how I've done it. Back in a moment. This is IRC FM, IRCFMAustralia.com. I'm IRC. Here we go.
Yes. It's a terrifying place. It's a terrifying place. I try avoiding busy shopping malls. Post-Christmas sales are not my style. And if I happened to get trapped in, it's a terrifying place. It's a terrifying place. It's a terrifying place. It's a terrifying place. Oh, it wouldn't be so bad if I was built like you. But positive self-talk doesn't work when you fight. Terrifying place. It's a terrifying place. It's a terrifying place. It's a terrifying place. Feeling like a mental case. Could get crushed here in this space. Fighting elbows in the face. It's a terrifying place.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Just the thought.
This is Irk on Irk FM Australia, irkfmaustralia.com. And have you spotted how I've broken the rules yet? That was Lee Saffer with her new EP, or a song from her new EP called Fallen. And indeed, if you go to Lee's website, you can see the various packages available. One of the packages that are available features a jar of peanut butter. Pick's peanut butter, and you can get the Fallen branded, as in the name of the EP, branded peanut butter. Now, you might be wondering, why am I talking about peanut butter? Why is Lee Saffer talking about peanut butter? If you've ever met Lee, or if you've ever gone and followed her on the social networks, she absolutely loves peanut butter. So she managed to have a few words to a peanut butter company. And if you buy one of the packages, as I said, you can get a jar of peanut butter with the EP, and you can also have a chance to win a year's supply of Pick's peanut butter. So yeah, when it comes to peanut butter, Lee's a crunchy girl, but I'm a smooth guy when it comes to peanut butter. But that was a rather cool song. When I first heard of Lee several years ago now, she was more of a rock chick, but now she's gone onto the dance music, and that's quite cool. I don't listen to a lot of dance music, but for Lee, I certainly do. Anywho, before that, we heard from Helen Paris and her song Demophobia. I went to her EP launch last week, quietly celebrating Irk FM episode 400 while I was there, and it was really, really good. If you want to get laughs out of people during a slow song, just pull out your iPhone or your other phone of choice, and if you've got it like a lighter, like a cigarette lighter application on your phone, it could be really good for giving people a laugh and entertaining a seven-year-old for many, many minutes. So that was Demophobia. Great to see Helen live again. It's her last gig for 2013, but she's got some big plans, including other house parties and hopefully more material in 2014. So that was her song, Demophobia. Anyone who's been to a gig can certainly appreciate that. Sometimes when it comes to a gig, the Mars Hill Cafe, by the way, in Parramatta, I was aware of it, but I hadn't been to the music part of it upstairs, and I had a rather comfortable couch in front of the stage, right at the front of the stage, and I was taking a couple of photos of Helen there on stage, right in front of me. And next to the stage, on the left-hand side of the stage, if you are looking at it from being on stage, but the right-hand side, if you're looking at whoever was on stage, there was a metal fan, which was keeping people cool, primarily keeping me cool, because it wasn't going much further than me, I guess. But that was rather cool. And so I got a bit arty taking some shots of Helen with the fan next to her, and there was one shot that I took looking completely through the fan. And what I did, I tweeted from the gig, and I tweeted that a metal fan was in the front row of Helen's gig. Now, some of her fans didn't get the way that I meant that. Metal fan as in the fan that was keeping me cool, not metal fan as in me, although yes, I'm a fan, I have to admit that. And so I got a few responses saying, yeah, it's cool that, you know, metal people like other music, and yeah, some of us do appreciate other music. I wouldn't be doing this show if I didn't appreciate other types of music other than metal. But if you do like metal, of course, go and check out Irk FM Metal Monday, which is on Mondays, hosted by me, and about metal. But no, I haven't mentioned the reason that I've broken a rule this week. And I did break the rule, a cardinal rule of this show this week, with our very first artist. Our very first artist was Jordan Rain, and there was a Christmas song. Now, why was there a Christmas song? Well, Jordan sent me a Christmas song, and so I thought, I will play said Christmas song. And how she did that song was quite interesting. That was a Celtic Christmas song, made entirely of vocal loops that uses a bunch of different languages, and the song was called Song for Winter Solstice. And she says that it would be kind of rather weird playing that track in Australia, considering that, you know, it's very hot in Australia at Christmas, where Jordan is at the moment in the UK, probably won't be. But originally, Jordan is actually a Kiwi, so that's how I broke the rules. I had a Kiwi on an Australian show, but that's okay. My podcast, my rules, I do what I want. I would have featured Jordan on next Wednesday's episode of IRC FM International, but I've already pre-recorded that and a whole heap more as I get rid of 70,000 tons of metal. So for this day at least, I've made Jordan an honorary Aussie. There we go. She also says to me to have a fantastic Friday, and Friday may not mean much to we self-employed people, but it still feels good, and I can identify with that most certainly. So yes, won't be making it necessarily a habit of having Kiwi artists, as many of them are good on IRC FM Australia, but I thought, yeah, something special, and this was the best way that I could fit Jordan in there somewhere in a sort of timely manner before Christmas. Anywho, we are going to continue with a new artist for me. We've got a new music supplier coming up a little bit later on in the episode, but we are about to hear from Trisette, who puts herself in the pop, Americana and country categories. She's number 4 of 9 children. She's a classically trained pianist. There's that word, I haven't said that for a while, actually. Pianist turned singer-songwriter. After completing a Bachelor of Arts in Contemporary Music at Southern Cross University, she signed her debut EP to Warner Chappell Music and has followed it up with 3 independent albums, French Kiss, Here On In, and her latest release, Le Café Etienne. Recorded in France and UK, it has been receiving significant charting airplay. She's currently recording, or she may have actually recorded, her 4th independent album, and she should have just finished a tour of the US in September 2013. So we're about to hear from Trisette. Now we're going to hear a couple of songs. She sounds a bit like Norah Jones and Adele. Influences including Coldplay, Lucinda Williams, Norah Jones, Snow Patrol, U2, Sheryl Crow, and Kings of Leon. So let's see how we go now. We're about to hear Sweep Me Off My Feet, and that will be followed by Good Day. I'm IRC, this is IRC FM Australia, IRCFMAustralia.com.
Hey, we okay, we're moving so slow. Day by day, I just never know. Show your hand, show your hand. You think you can, you think you can. Something I do.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm uninspired. Come here and turn me on. I'm wasting time. This day is all but gone. And it's too raining. My head is filled with you. It's always raining. I'm fading into blue.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Inside to see. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You have been selected for our crossbreeding program.
To put you at ease, we have recreated the most common spawning locations of your species. You may choose either the backseat of a Camaro, an airplane bathroom, a friend's wedding, or the alley behind a porno theater.
Yeah. Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. The Association is a group of over 50 like-minded podcasters who showcase great Podsafe music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada, through the UK, Portugal, Germany, and all the way round to Nepal and Australia. As you can imagine, the music these podcasters play is as varied as their locations. Blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal, we have all the genres and more. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Each Monday, we produce Amped, a weekly digest of the best of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week, there's a new host, and for them as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Not only will you hear great new music, it's a perfect way to discover great new podcasts such as Suffolk and Call, a global mix of the very best independent music, emanating from a barn on the east coast of England, at suffolkandcool.com. First thing though, get over to musicpodcasting.org. You'll find links to all the member shows and get yourself subscribed. Do it now!
And touch someone's head burn long and hard, fields turn to dust. It had been so long since I had even touched someone. I waited long. My body could not lie. Felt a storm come rising up inside. Save me from what I want. Ooh. Save me from what I want. I don't know too much for truth, but this I know for sure. If I cannot have a thing, I want it even more. You asked me if I was okay, but then it was too late. You were everything that I had longed to feel again.
We were made for pain. We you're just looking what's indelible. From ashes to ashes is what's incredible. When cops don't elevate it till it's credible. It's not what I'm used to saying. I've been running around, but I feel no pain for anything anymore. It's the closest to trying to explain what's all about everything. But in my own, you gotta show restraint. That's something I'll never know. I feel you, but I'm afraid to die.
it means you wage. You're fighting away, fighting against what's coming.
Currently number two on the Reverb Nation charts for Australia, and courtesy of my new music supply independent music promotion, that was Monks of Melanoir from Sydney with their song Downfall, and prior to that from their debut album Turn the People, that was Afraid to Die. They're a four-piece alternative rock and indie band based in Sydney. The band have toured nationally and internationally, travelling to the US twice, winning awards for the Best International Act at the LA Music Awards in 2012 and Best Indie Rock Band at the 2012 AIM Awards. Before that, we heard a couple of songs from a trio that I have featured recently here on IRC FM Australia, Dyson, Stringer and Kloher, with You Change Me and Save Me From What I Want. Three different artists combining together to basically form Dyson, Stringer, Kloher, and each artist on that EP has a different role with each song. When it comes to one of the songs, they have the lead role, each artist has the lead role, and then they alternate with backing vocals. Prior to that, another play for Cub Sport, who have been recently touring around Australia with Do You Hear and Pool. Before that, another new submission from independent music promotion, Soundstrider, who now lives in France and Germany, originally from Sydney. We heard some great tunes there at about 115 beats per minute. We heard Menlo Park, and we also heard The Stakes, which was rather cool. A frolicking 115 BPM ride through the upper reaches of the sonosphere on a 5 brake bass powered master boost replete with morphed crystalline bleeper leads, flanged Hoover style suspension and custom spliced hat and bell injectors. Whatever all that means, I have no idea when it comes to this sort of music. It's nice for a change, isn't it? You will be accompanied by a selection of intrepid tour guides who will point out points of interest for the aspiring reality transcender. And so, originally from Sydney, that's the link to IRC FM Australia. We heard Menlo Park and then The Stakes. And prior to that, we heard Mountains with their new song called Salvage. Mountains are from Brisbane. Got to see those guys at Big Sound recently. Hard to believe that, you know, it's basically been a couple of months since Big Sound already. We heard from Monks of Melanoir, who are number one on the combined Reverb Nation charts for Australia at the moment, but we're going to hear from the man who is number one that I'm actually able to play via AirPlay Direct, and I never thought that I was able to, but I am, which I was very, very surprised about and very, very pleased when I first found out that I was able to play him courtesy of AirPlay Direct. His new album is out now. This man has been and still is a legend of the Australian music scene. He's still touring, still playing and still having a great time, whether it be in Australia or overseas. This one's for you, Studio B. This is Tommy Emmanuel. We're going to hear him, House of the Rising Sun and Amazing Grace. And in case you don't know, Tommy is an absolutely wicked guitar player. I'll see you next week. I'll be back after Tommy to wrap things up. This is House of the Rising Sun. You're listening to IRC on IRC FM.
that.
They call the rising sun. Been the ruin of many boys. Lord, I know that Bobby's one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. Daddy was a gambling man, but deep down in New Foot on this platform, I got the other foot on a train. Lord, they're taking me down to New Orleans. I gotta wear that ball and chain. Don't you do the thing that I've done. Oh, you'll spend your life in misery at the house of the rising sun. There is a house in New Orleans that they call the rising sun. It's been a ruin of many poor boys. Lord, I know I am one. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Getting you a spot on the tour!
Mr. Tommy Emmanuel. Thank you.
Bob Latell!
Thank you very much.
Huh?
Well, I started the show by breaking one of my cardinal rules of this show, and I ended this show with breaking a cardinal rule, not necessarily a cardinal rule of my show, but one that many podcasters who do music podcasting believe, including some of my friends at the Association of Music Podcasting, who basically try and play all original music, no covers. I try that to a degree, but sometimes I don't know the covers, or sometimes, like in that occasion, House of the Rising Sun and Amazing Grace is played by Tommy Emmanuel. Yeah, I know the covers, but Tommy made them his interpretation of them rather than just a pure copy of them. I know that some music podcasters are like, no, cover, not interested. However, if I have the rights to play it, I'll give it a play. And that's what I did on that occasion. Anywho, on ERK FM Australia episode 402, we've heard from Jordan Rain. Yes, I know, breaking a rule. Lee Saffer, Helen Paris, Tri-Set, Mountain, Sound Strider, Cub Sport, Dyson Stringer Clohur, Monks of Melanoir. And then we heard from Tommy Emmanuel to finish. Music courtesy of the artist directly, also Airplay Direct, Independent Music Promotion, and SGC Media. Tommy Emmanuel there, we heard at the end, as I said, Australian music legend, and currently number one on the Reverb Nation charts in Australia, which is a fine effort by him. Anywho, I'll be back next week with more music. Also, check out ERK FM International, ERK FM Metal Monday, and all of my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting. If you are an Australian artist and you know of an Australian band who should be featured here on ERK FM Australia, let them know. Let me know. More information at erkfmaustralia.com. Anywho, I'm ERK. Thanks very much for listening, and I will see you next week. Good night, interweb, and don't forget, Australian music is life. It's been a long day filled with interviews, walking between all the venues. There's a couple of ambulance officers right near me who might want to give me a lift back to the hotel. I'm not sure. I think they've got something a bit more serious to deal with than a tired podcaster having a bit of a sookie la-la because his feet are tired. Anywho, I'm ERK. Don't forget that Australian music is life.